Where are you going first down into number one?
Yeah, just go to number one. I'll put Mimi over the fence and get those sows out.
You're going to 4A, how about that?
Yeah, that'll be the one to go. That's where all right. The pigs are.
If I open the gate,
Peter Bradford and his wife Kathy are pioneers of free-range pig production and they're heading out for the first paddock run of the day. First stop, the sow paddock, where working dog Millie has her work cut out getting the girls out from under their shelter. Not surprisingly, they're not too keen to come out into the rain.
Wait it, go and get them. Go on, get them out. Whiny. Go on, get them out.
Kalara Farm here in Boyup Brook in southern Western Australia is an accredited free-range system under the Australian Pork Industry Quality Assurance Program, that's known as APIC. All Australian-grown pork gets to wear the distinctive pink pork mark label, but less than 5% of it can have the extra label certified free-range. These animals have spent their whole life outside, from birth through to slaughter. They must be able to forage freely in the grass, to root around as they would in the wild, and have access to shelter.
It's an A-frame shelter that's about probably 3 metres long, roughly, and it's made out of light pipe with corrugated iron tech screwed over the top. In the summer and the winter, obviously, you've got different temperatures constraints, so we can actually turn those, like in the summer, so they pick up the winds to cool, or we turn them in the winter, like you might notice at the moment, they're all pretty much facing the one way, apart from a couple of sheds that the sows have actually turned around, where they've tried to turn around in the shed, and they've turned the shed around with it. This time of the year, they generally face north-south, and that's to try and block the weather out.
Bill, come here.
Peter Bradford was one of a couple of dozen pork producers from around Australia who thrashed out the national APIC free-range system. Although there's standard operating procedures and guidelines that must be adhered to, every farm is individually assessed. So a whole-of-farm sustainability model takes into account things like nutrient and effluent management, climate, pasture, rotations and soil types. It attempts to mimic nature as much as practical.
An interesting thing here, if you have a look up on the hill up there, see that big dead tree up there?
Yep.
Right, that dead tree actually complies with the standards for shelter for young pigs. It complies, but how do you describe it? It's not a shed, but in the summertime, the pigs, the growers go and camp under that. They won't grow under the shed, but they'll go under that and they'll go under the shade of the trees up there. And yet, I don't know how you can possibly put a dead tree in a set of standards, but the way the standards are set, if the shelter is there that keeps them dry and it keeps them warm, etc., etc., then it's fine. So it's one of those quirky little things. And I guess where I'm going with this is that the standards are all, they're all there. They've actually come from people within the industry. And we've developed these standards that it doesn't matter where you go in Australia, you can apply this set of standards. So you can be up in the top of the Northern Territory, Queensland, you can be in Tasmania, radically different environments and different climates. But you can still apply these standards and you can still be audited to them. If the consumer sees that it's APIC accredited free range on a label, then they know that it is the genuine article.
I think maybe we need to move on out of the rain.
Definitely. Growers that are registered with this program, or certified I should say, they are required to carry out an internal audit within 6 months of the main audit being done. But those people come in and they will do an audit, they'll do a book audit, and then they will go out and physically drive around, much the same as we have this morning, assessing various issues in the pig paddocks. And then you might come up with corrective actions, minor or major, which you have to address. When they're addressed, then you are reaccredited for the following 12 months.
So you need to reaccredit every year, is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, yes. You know, we're not playing games here. They're being very serious because the pork industry has been bagged quite badly over the years. It's very hard when you get an image like that to change it. And the current system, I think, is going a very, very long way to changing it. You know, people can be assured now that if you see that pink pork mark label, or if you see the APIC accredited free range label on produce, then the consumers can be absolutely assured that that is exactly what they're getting. And it doesn't matter where you are in Australia, you either comply with the standards or you don't.
There might be some who say that you're talking about internal audits, you're talking about a body that's geared towards the production of pigs. They could be covering their own back, their own industry.
No, the auditors are independent. You know, we've sort of dotted the I's and crossed the T's as far as that's concerned. But as I say, it comes back to if you see the labels and you recognise the labels, you can be absolutely assured that what you're getting is what they say you are getting. It's quite simple, really.
I've just walked into Melville Heights Meats to speak with butcher Ian Johnson, who stocks Killara Open Range Pork. G'day, Ian.
G'day, how are you?
Pretty good. Busy day for you here.
Yeah, flat out at the moment. It's good. Peter just goes through and hand selects pigs that come through each week for us. He can adjust the feed and depending on what we need in the product. So it changes throughout the year as well. Like, same as us, we put a little bit of extra beef on through winter and running around in the paddocks, they need a bit of extra comfort, I suppose you could call it.
What about the price?
Very much the same. Maybe a couple of bucks more here or there, but it's very similar. We're paying the same price. Maybe, you know, a little bit extra, but at the end of the day, you don't get as much waste off it, and it's just a nice, lean animal all the way through, healthy animal. Some places, they sort of, you know, you might be throwing hormones in it, which jacks it up, and just putting it in a feedlot, which also puts a little bit of fat on towards the end as well, so...
Can you get enough?
Not at the moment, no. Pete's a small-time producer, so hasn't quite got the numbers we need for the full year-round thing at the moment, but if more people farmed like that, yeah, for sure. But people are more after making the money on it, a quick, you know, quick turnaround of money, where Pete's sort of, he's not making a great deal out of it, he's just doing the right thing.
We get roughly 2 litres a year. We wean our pigs at 6 weeks. A lot of the other entities around, I think they wean at 3 and 4 weeks. We just think the pigs do a little bit better. And realistically, we're not in a hurry. We try and just keep things sort of natural. I mean, I'm not a rabid greenie or anything like that, but the pigs, you know, we do them well. We look after them and they look after us, and, you know, we do all right.